Hello again, HPR. I'm coming to you live from the front porch again with the local feral cat, Barney. And I hope I have enough time to record this other podcast. I may get interrupted. If so, I'll try and re-record it later. Just finished up the follow-up to The Week in Freedom, and I really am enjoying this What's in My Bag series, and so I wanted to follow through. I've been carrying a Timbuktu bag for the better part of probably 6 years or so, and it is beat up. I used to commute to work on a bicycle, and it's taken a couple of spills, moving pretty quick. It has saved my skin several times. It is a black Timbuktu bag with a gray stripe down the middle, built when they still made them in San Francisco, and it's covered in some band patches, some custom made by friends of mine. A wonderful little from black flag to white collar patch on the bottom of it. There's a long story behind that. Buy me a beer sometime and I'll fill you in. But the general contents of my bag, clipped on the exterior, I carry some Purell for whenever I get gunk on my hands. I eat a lot of oranges at work and it cuts right through the stickiness. Carry a carabiner with a piece of string attached to it so that I can easily clip a water bottle on here. The one thing that's not in my bag right now is my water bottle. I carry about 32 ounces of water just about everywhere I go, generally in a Nalgene, but I'm container agnostic. I carry with me a small Winchester multi-tool, very small tool, has a couple of small screwdrivers and some pliers and a nail file. Cheaply made, not very high quality, but very good in a pinch. Clips right onto my strap. Works quite well. Carry a little Walls tag keychain from their gear. Quite enjoy that clothing company, if I might plug someone for a minute. But at any rate, that's the zipper. The zipper broke, so now it's a Walls keychain. In the front zipper, I keep a can of Altoids because my son eats them constantly. I keep a couple of packs of clove chewing gum. I really love clove and carry some chewing gum with me wherever I go. I also have two or three bags of tea. I like to drink some tea now and then, and a packet of good old BC powder. Nothing like analgesic powder with some caffeine in it when you've got a terrible headache. Aspirin and caffeine will cure almost anything, I'm pretty sure. Moving to the interior, I keep a flashlight that I got when I was working with the OpenSUSE community, just an LED flashlight. It's got, looks like 6, 9 LEDs in it. Pretty bright little guy. Carry some Blistex for chapped lips, a couple of pens, just simple ballpoint pens, and a business card so if somebody finds my bag, they know who it belongs to. Got a Fisherman's Friend tin that I carry some extra stuff in. I carry a spare pair of headphones, a stand for my iPhone, which I never use, and two little flash drives, very small metal, a Kingston one, and then another one that I got from Novell and OpenSUSE that is just a little pocket knife style. Carry those for my GPG keys and moving anything around. In the other pocket, I have a poncho, just a little plastic poncho that fits in one of the tiny pockets. A small box of toothpicks, the tea tree soaked toothpicks from Thursday Plantation. Really great when you need to clean your teeth out. Got a power adapter in here. I've got a key to my bike lock, which I never use anymore because now my commute to work is approximately 45 minutes away, so I can't ride my bike anymore. Carry a small self-contained first aid kit and zipped up. It's got some cough drops and some Pepto, you know, Band-Aids, tweezers, that sort of thing, a cold pack, antibiotic ointment, Q-tips, the standard stuff. A couple of meal bars. I've got two Pro bars, a peanut butter one and their original blend. I carry those if I get hungry. And sometimes I find at work I don't have time to feed myself appropriately. So in the main compartment, I always carry a towel. It goes back, yes, it goes back to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The first time I heard that, I figured it was genius. And so I've been carrying a towel ever since, and I highly recommend everybody else carry one. It is so useful. Then I have a small laptop sleeve for my work laptop. Right now I'm carrying two books. I have The Annotated Turing, Charles Petzold. Check that one out from the library. It's a guided tour through Alan Turing's historic paper on computability and the Turing machine. Really great book. It's the layman's Turing. And then I have Learn to Play Go, Volume 2, The Way of the Moving Horse by Janice Kim. And borrowing this from a buddy of mine, wonderful book on sort of intermediate skills in Go. Highly recommend it, and thanks to my buddy for letting me borrow that. Then I have a small Mead 5-star index card. I don't even know how to describe this. It's a binder. It's a spiral-bound binder and two thin plastic covers with a neoprene, maybe not neoprene, sort of nylon cover around the spiral, and inside it contains four plastic folders for 3x5 notebooks, or note cards, excuse me, index cards. And maybe one of these days I'll explain my note-taking and organization system, but these four little pockets contain my notes for my everyday life. And without this, I would be lost. And it is nice that it's all plastic because it's mostly waterproof. Also, the inside of my bag contains a waterproofing material. I often carry cold things that have condensation in my bag, or I will carry around liquids, be it a beer run or perhaps some coffee or tea in my water. So if that comes out, my laptop sleeve is waterproof as well, so my notes and the contents of my bag and my laptop all stay safe, but I guess any books in there are going to be in trouble. Now, there's a towel, though, so if it all spills out, I guess I'll be okay. So I think that's it. That was a very, very, very short podcast, I understand, but I am pressed for time, and I wanted to continue the series, and I don't really carry much around. So thank you so much for listening again. Thank you so much for supporting HPR. Please record some podcasts. I would love to hear this What's in My Bag series continue. It has been a blast, and I hope that my bag has been entertaining to you as well. All right, guys. Well, I'll catch you on the next podcast. Thank you for your time.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.